Hey, John.
Hey, Nick.
I got a really stupid one for you today. You ready?
Yeah.
Why is Sonic the Hedgehog always hungry?
Why?
Because he's got to go fasting.
Oh, no. Okay. No, I'm not going to say it. Go ahead.
And this is Stranger Steel. Yep.
Still?
Oh, okay.
A podcast where we answer the questions you never thought to ask.
I'm Nick Whitt.
I'm John Began.
And today, I know you're hungry for some information.
Mm.
This is going to be a show full
Hold
of
on.
Those kinds of jokes. Mm. Yes?
Let me digest that last one. Just give it a break.
That's a pretty good one.
Thanks. I'm practicing for my morning show news anchor job interview.
Nice.
Gotta get those jokes out.
Yeah. That's what the resume wants. It wants all the jokes you've ever told.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've got to meet that quota.
Before we start today, I want to do a quick shout out to our new friends from Reddit.
Yeah,
I just want to say hello to all of our new friends from Reddit, the subreddit Skeptic,
yep.
Who gave us a lot of really nice feedback on our last episode of Crisis Actors.
And even advice, like that on our mobile devices, if you go to our website, it doesn't show up that we're on Stitcher. So sorry if you are using an Android. Go check it out on our full site on the regular website.
Yeah. And then there's like one dude that was a jerk. And he's like, this whole argument's one big fallacy. And then
he did math with letters.
And then all of the following comments were all these strangers coming to our behalf to defend us and like, no, you're an idiot. What you just said is a fallacy, you idiot.
Yeah.
And he was downvoted
53, 60 times or something.
Yeah. Last time I checked, it was -55.
Yes.
So it's like a weird feeling to have all these strangers.
It's okay that we could say that because he'll never hear it. But yeah, it's great.
So thank you guys if you're still with us.
So we don't advertise, which is why it was cool to see such a big boost in our numbers this week because of that post.
And it was also really fun just to see all these strangers be really cool. Like, I was really nervous about posting it on Reddit, and then everyone was really cool, so now I'm not so scared of Reddit. I've been on Reddit for a long time, so I know how it is, and I know the directions it can go.
Yeah. And to see such support is awesome.
Yeah, so thanks.
That's like, there's different levels of, like, camaraderie on different social media networks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Twitter is a sewer, right?
Yeah, everyone knows that.
Twitter's just like where you flush the toilet comments from 4chan,
yeah,
and where they go to just be disposed of.
Yeah, and Facebook is where you go get advertisements from Russians.
I guess so.
And MySpace is like a desert you've been wandering through and you fasted for 40 days and 40 nights.
Yeah.
See how I made that biblical connection to this episode?
Weird. Is that where we're going to start for our... I'm starving? No. I'm just... hungry for some...
Keep bringing those jokes we've already said.
I'm ready to eat some information.
Okay.
I'm going to use my gastrointestinal system.
I'm going to stop you, and I'm going to stop you. We're going to talk about fasting today, which is, I think it's something that we both have wanted to do for a really long time for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
So
Nick's reason is because he's been dying to try this. And he really enjoyed himself.
Yes, I really enjoyed myself. No, we'll get into our experiences with fasting.
Which,
at the
by
end
the way,
of the show.
Yeah, we did it ourselves to be able to have firsthand experience.
Mm-hmm. And for me, it was a lot harder than I thought it would be. But we'll get there.
Okay,
we'll get there. So if you're out there and you don't know what fasting is, I'd be really surprised. But we're going to define it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So broadly speaking,
it's a Sega Genesis. Like when they first came out, they had three Sonic series.
Yeah.
And Sonic has to go fast, legally. And
otherwise he goes to jail?
have you ever seen him go slow?
Yeah.
And what happens?
Dr. Eggman gets him.
That's correct.
No. Broadly speaking, it's where you go a long period of time without consuming any food. And most of the time, you're not allowed to drink anything other than water.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say that you can drink tea.
Some people, huh? That's what you call us?
You say you can drink tea? I don't know. Like, I just saw online. It was like...
I drank black coffee and sencha to... kind of diversify.
You're not supposed to drink coffee.
Black coffee.
I heard that was a big no-no.
No.
Oh, then I don't know.
Well, I didn't research.
I didn't either.
I just wanted to jump head first.
Yeah. But there's a lot of reasons that you might fast, and that kind of sort of dictates the rules that are going to define your fast. So maybe your fast allowed coffee. I don't know. You might be doing it for religious reasons. I see that come up a lot. Like if you're fasting during Ramadan, you don't eat from sunup to sundown, and there's exceptions for women and children, but that sort of thing is strictly for religious reasons.
Yeah. So my friend Javi, mm-hmm. what's up, Javi? I know he listens sometimes.
Hi.
He growing up did that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's no water in their fast too. So from sunrise to sunset. And I just remember like him hanging out with us, like the rest, like come to the pizza places and stuff like that. And just like being able to watch us and not eat at all.
We had one,
and then still work out.
We had one kid in middle school. Like he was just coming of age where he could observe this. And so every lunch he would just hang out in the library. I was like, I'm kind of jealous. I just want to sit in the library alone.
Cool.
It'd be cool. But Christians might also fast if they're like trying to center themselves or sacrifice something for Lent or that mm-hmm. sort of thing. You might also have a lot of toxins in your body that you want to get rid of. And as we always say on the show, toxins are real.
Really removed by your own body.
Yeah. Well, yes. If you have a liver and it's functioning, your toxins are getting removed from your body. Quit being an idiot. I'm just going to get off my soapbox now. In all seriousness, you might do it for many of these supposed health benefits we'll get into, like cardiovascular health or prolonged age. But I think what most people do it for is weight loss.
Do you feel younger after? I mean, as a spoiler?
Well, my beard started to recede
in
my face.
It went back in, yeah. It's kind of, got those bald patches, but you look shiny. You look like you're covering in grease, like you're just like...
I'm just shiny. You got all this acne again.
Yeah, never realized.
Yeah. But for this episode, we'll strictly be focusing on the claims that fasting is good for you, all the health benefits, the weight loss stuff. As a rule, we don't really tackle religious stuff unless we're talking about whether or not a white Santa's racist. Then we got into some religious stuff.
Well, here, our stance on religion, is you do you.
Yeah.
Why
you do
not?
You, boo.
Yeah. That's why we had Maddie on, who's a priest,
mm-hmm.
And he talked about his experiences with conversion therapy, which is a cool episode.
Yeah. Plus, it doesn't really fit the format of our show. Like, if you want to read the Bible, go read the Bible. There's not a lot of science in there. But the other reason that we're focusing on the health claims is that it piqued our interest. Like, you saw, what was your thing that you saw that wanted you
to do Bassem Youssef. So if you watch The Daily Show with Jon Stewart,
mm-hmm.
which I did very often growing up, there is a guy named Bassem Youssef, and he lives in Egypt, or used to live in Egypt, and he had a political comedy show over there on a major network.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought he just did it from his bedroom, and it was like just something that he felt was necessary because no one was doing it or commenting on the leadership. So he went over there and had this show, and it went big, and he became censored and moved to America because they threatened to sue him millions of dollars, and the government was going after him because he criticized the leadership. He criticized the president. So he lived here and got a show and became like a person in media here for Fuse. And he posted one day that he did a fast because he's a vegan and he's a very like active guy. He likes to work out. So he posted this like health
who
post
you want
on Instagram.
Every time I see you're like, man, I just want to be like him.
He's just so cool. He's so freaking cool.
He's more handsome than you.
He has beautiful blue eyes. He has a documentary that he filmed called Tickling Giants.
Yeah.
That's incredible. It you can find pretty easily online. But
no, support the maker.
You should go to his website and buy it and rent
anyway,
it.
Get to your point.
Anyway, so it all started when he was a child. Yeah. No.
I hate you.
He posted a picture fasting, saying that he did a water fast after intermittent fasting from 12 to 6, then 12 to 5, then 12 to 4. And then he did water fasting for 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, and he worked out while doing this. And I said, that's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And he posted in that there's a myth that your muscle will be eaten before fat is eaten while you're fasting when you go into ketosis.
Yeah.
And he said that that's not true. And it actually goes the opposite, 90% fat and 10% muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And I researched it and was like, wow, that's weird. I always thought that whole thing was true growing up. So I decided to do more research and try to give it a shot 2 weeks ago. And I did intermittent fasting and I lasted, I think, 24 hours. Or no, I think it was closer to 30 that I did not, I didn't
eat food.
Eat food. Well, no, this is the first time.
Oh, okay.
The first time was intermittent. It was like that I got all that done. And then, yeah, this past weekend I did 48 hours.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that at the end of the show.
I'm sorry, that was so long.
Yeah, my reason for wanting to do this episode is a lot smaller, which was that my coworkers were like, hey, I think I might want to do it fast. I could lose a lot of weight. And I was like, I wonder how valid that is.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times my coworkers will bring stuff up that is not so real. Like...
essential oils.
Yeah, essential oils. That was the one. Oh, God.
They're brand anyway, new ones.
So you've mentioned intermittent fasting and water fasting. There's all types of fasting that you can do out there, and I think we should establish those before we go on. The traditional sort of fasting, as I think of it, is an extended period of time where you're purposefully only taking in water, like in a chunk of a day or 3 days, or 3, 4, 7 days or longer, whatever.
Which is nuts.
Yeah. People have gone like...
A month.
Yeah. I saw a lot of people doing 10 days, and I'm like, that's nuts. There's also alternate day fasting where you switch off days. One day you eat normally, and the next day you just don't eat, mm-hmm. and so on and so forth. Then there's the one that's kind of more popular now in the past few years, which is intermittent fasting or time restricted feeding, which makes us sound like animals.
Yeah,
not that there's anything wrong with that because you're a vegan, but that's where you don't eat for like 16 to 20 hours of the day, and then you're allowed to eat in the remaining 4 to 8 hours.
I like to do that more days than not at this point. That was good.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that one's that's definitely easier than doing like a water fast.
Yeah.
But we'll get into that. I came across a few other quote unquote fasts, like the 5-2 diet where you eat normal for 5 days of the week, and then the other two, you restrict your caloric intake.
Yeah.
But since you're still eating, I'm gonna skip all those. There's plenty of those types of fasts. They're not
can I just
fast,
share one article that I found that just got my like
it, I'll grind do, your gears
yeah just real quick. So it was called like wellnesssomething.com,
mm-hmm.
and they said wellness here's what happens to your body. Oh, anyway. It wasn't wellness. They said in the first 24 hours you'll begin to go into ketosis, and they said, or ketosis, whatever.
Yeah.
And they said in the next 5 days is when you really will start to actually get some benefits, and said in the first 14 days, that's when people really start to enjoy themselves. And then it said 15 days plus, and it said, few have ever gone this far before. You'll enter a state of bliss. And then I read like all this stuff about like just fake you holistic medicine. And it was the worst website. I didn't realize until I got that far into the article.
You know, I didn't actually, when I did some preliminary research before I started fasting, which was a week ago. And then when I came to do my real research for this episode, I didn't come across like any of those types of websites. I came across a couple the first time, none during my normal research, which I was happy about because that means there's not a lot of dumb information out there, or bad information, I should say.
If you type what happens to my body during fasting, it's way sketchier than typing fasting.
Yeah. But you might be sitting there at home and wondering, why the heck do I want to fast?
Yeah.
Of course, you can get rid of those toxins and cleanse your body. No. Just kidding. Again, I'm kidding. I hate talking about toxins. But there are some health benefits I saw over a lot of places, which is helps in weight loss, helps stabilize your metabolism, improves immune health and cardiovascular health, lowers your blood pressure, slows aging, evens out your hunger, and those are kind of the biggest ones.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, there's going to be risks involved. So I'm going to say this up front. So if you're like, oh, those sound great, and then you turn off the episode, I want to get these out.
Yeah,
there.
Don't die.
Don't die. There's not a lot of
that's rule number
risks.
One.
Yeah,
a fast club.
Don't talk about fast club.
Oh, rule number two is don't die.
No, rule number two is don't talk about fast club. Oh. No, three is don't die. So when I say there's not a lot of risks, but the biggest one that affected me was it lowers your blood pressure, and that can actually be a bad thing for some people.
Mm-hmm.
Like for me, my hands were randomly falling asleep. Like I was laying down and I just had my hands on my stomach and they were falling asleep.
Do you
like
think
an inch above my heart?
Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah,
and awful.
Yeah.
Do you think that, I don't know why I just jumped, my imagination jumped here, but I just started getting really worried and sad because my mind wandered off.
Yeah.
And I thought, does Spider-Man have to worry about his blood pressure? Like if he were to try something like this when he's aging, will he not be able to shoot web as good, or like how does that work?
Well, depending on the lore that you go with, he either built his web shooters or they're part of his anatomy. So that will determine where we go.
So if he built them, it goes like from a big can of silly string on his back or something?
No, they're on his wrist. Have you never read the comics?
I didn't know that. I mean, he can't store that much on his wrist, is what I'm saying.
Well, he's a really smart kid, and he made made these micro capsules.
Okay.
That are like
they expand the web.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Got it. Okay. Thanks.
Yeah. I'm going to give you some Spider-Man to read. I got some upstairs. You're going to read it.
Okay. Yeah.
And then we'll come back.
Deal.
And then we'll finish this episode. Why did that jump in your head?
Listen, if you think pressure and you know.
Okay.
I was thinking like who, you know, people have to worry about blood pressure, and I've been watching a lot of Marvel lately.
I wonder what would happen if Wolverine fasted. Like, would his metal bones hurt?
Ooh.
That was my impression of you, and then you just didn't get it. So you can get headaches, which I suffered from as well. You can get heartburn. So if you're seeing and smelling food, but you're not eating any, your stomach will still produce stomach acid mm-hmm. in anticipation, but it's not being absorbed by any of the food, so it's going to creep up your esophagus.
Oh.
And then you're going to get heartburn. I didn't get that, did you?
No.
Good. You sit at home all day, though, so you probably don't encounter food as much as I did. Like, at work, every time I went to the bathroom, there'd be, like, this, just someone's food.
I ate all my food during intermittent fasting, so I wouldn't have any for water fasting.
Yeah.
And then my house is empty, so I, like, all I had was tea. This time, 48 hours, just real quick, I didn't do coffee. I only did sencha.
Good. Cheater. the other thing that people point out is that normally you're going to get a lot of water from your food, so you'll want to make sure that you're staying hydrated if you're not used to drinking so much water.
Especially if you're not drinking water during your fast.
Mm-hmm.
After, make sure to drink a lot.
Yes, always. Always drink water. there's also the claim that you mentioned that it could cause muscle mass to go away. I'm jumping ahead on the science a little bit here, but there was one study where they had subjects fast for 40 hours and it showed no effect on their muscles whatsoever. There's no problem there. So don't worry about losing any muscle mass.
Do you know how big that study was?
I don't know the size of it, no.
Okay.
A lot of these studies are really small, so I assume that it was pretty small. But the other thing is it's really hard to do. That's not really a risk, but I guess if you're anything like me, you'll be like, oh my god, this is so easy. And then you're gonna try to go out and do it right away, and then you fall flat on your face.
Yeah.
It turns out your body is like really used to your eating cycle, more so than you would ever think it is.
Yeah.
So if you've never done it before and you're jumping into it, you're gonna wanna start small or you're gonna be miserable.
But once you get to a certain point, after you do work your way up, you realize that it's just programmed.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, I'm programmed to be hungry at this point. Yeah. I'm not actually needing food.
Yeah. The reason I had to like eat food is because, like I said, my hands were falling asleep. I was really dizzy and I had these awful headaches and I couldn't think about anything.
Yeah.
Like
working during all this time too.
It was really easy to refuse food. Like, that wasn't the problem. It was the fact that like I couldn't get anything done because I was just like miserable.
Yeah.
My head hurt and not a good time. So is it worth it? Is fasting worth it? What do you think, John?
I enjoyed myself.
Did you? Did you experience any of the health benefits that I had mentioned before?
I felt like I had more energy,
mm-hmm.
which is a weird thing because you don't expect
that. I felt the opposite of that.
Yeah. So after the first 24 hours, the second day, that's when I started to feel a burst of energy. The first time I was like, you get tired a little bit. Then once you get past that, you're like, your body goes into, oh, we're not getting food? Okay, well, let's work harder so that we could go find food in the wilderness.
Yeah.
So at least that's what it felt like.
So that's what John says. I want to know what science says. So first of all, I already said this a little bit before. Some of these studies are small.
And in my defense, I am science. So I do count as a study.
No.
My body does have electrons and stuff. Look it up.
So some of the studies were inconclusive or only worked on certain demos or were only done in mice
mm-hmm.
and not done on humans. So keep that in mind as I go into these studies on the health benefits.
Yeah, mice don't have the option of driving home past the McDonald's.
Yeah, or going to the bathroom and passing a potluck
mm-hmm.
in the office. But the science
most is, mice, we'll say.
Most
mice. We don't judge.
There are privileged mice out there.
Sure.
We're not going to say that every mice is equal.
Yeah, white privileged mice at Petco.
So the cool thing, though, is the science is there. Fasting has happened since the dawn of time, so we have studies on it. And I've used a lot of sources for this, but my favorite was AVOCADU. It's like avocado.com. I don't know if there was avocados involved, but
it's a Danish site. It's pronounced avocado. Guacamole.
You know, so here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
In one of our very first episodes, you said Norwegian accent.
Yes, Norwegian.
And every time I hear someone say Norwegian, I say it like that in my head and I can't get it out.
Avocado.
Avocado. Now I'm going to say avocado like that every time. But their website listed all of their sources and was incredibly helpful. So kudos on these guys. So the first thing I want to tackle, though, is why most people fast in the first place, which is weight loss. And as far as science goes, you're not eating, you're not going to gain any weight.
Right. So back in biblical times, Jesus said, y'all got to go on a diet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when they first started fasting. It was in the Bible. Is that correct? Was it in the Bible?
Well, I'm sure there was documented.
Okay, so there's documented proof that Jesus did say this. You just heard Nick say that and confirm it as a researcher.
Jesus didn't say it. It was like Moses. He wandered through the desert for 40 days and 40 nights. Don't you know anything about the Bible?
Oh, okay.
Did you just kiss your microphone?
For good luck.
It looked like you really kissed your microphone.
No, I was just scooting.
Oh, okay. That's staying in. So there are some studies that showed alternate day fasting worked on more obese subjects, but those on the lower end of the BMI scale didn't have such a benefit for them, which is kind of interesting. Most doctors will point out the obvious that as soon as you go back to eating normally, you're going to gain all that weight back.
I would think that if you're obese, your body's already in a high stress situation to want to actually fight back against body fat. So if you were to stop eating, it would have a more dramatic effect because there's more fat to work with.
That's a distinct possibility. So doctors will say you'll gain all that weight back. In other studies, they showed that it didn't have any greater benefit over like a restricted calorie diet or other traditional diets. So there's some of the downsides there, like you're not changing your lifestyle, so you might not keep all that weight off. But I do think there are other things that come from fasting that help with weight loss, which for me, this is what I saw in my body the most, which is it basically resets your hunger. Like I noticed just by intermittent fasting, fasting for 2 days and then I did a water fast for 24 hours. A lot of my habits reset. Like every day snack time would come around and I'd be like, all right, I gotta go get some Twizzlers or something.
So yeah.
Go wander down and get some Twizzlers or a can of Diet Dr. Pepper or whatever. And it was really easy to kick those habits. And there's some science to this. Fasting resets the hormone that triggers your hunger, which is called ghrelin.
Yep. It's actually what they fry McDonald's french fries in.
Ghrelin?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah, human ghrelin.
Gross.
It throws some of that in there, and it actually helps you crave them more.
Ew.
You didn't know that?
No.
I thought that was common knowledge.
No. Ew. I don't want McDonald's ever.
That's disgusting. It's not true.
Oh, thank God. Sounds real. So the main reason that your body is so used to meal cycles is because of that hormone. So noon comes around, it releases ghrelin, this hormone, it's time to go eat. And fasting helps reset the ghrelin cycle. And on top of that, you'll feel fuller after having not eaten for a day. Your stomach will shrink. And as I was researching yesterday, I ate 2 pieces of cauliflowers full for like 2 hours.
That's awesome. You went vegan too. Were they covered in butter?
No.
Wow.
They were freshly cut, just cauliflower stalks.
Look at that.
We're making veggie pot pies. My wife makes the best veggie pot pies.
That's illegal in this state if you could just keep it.
No, not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, don't worry about it. It can also improve your immune system and cardiovascular health, as I mentioned before. And most of this, I believe, was in studies in mice and not humans, so keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of heart health, it helps by lowering your triglyceride levels, which high levels can lead to heart disease, so that's good that it's lowering that. It also promotes new cell growth, meaning it can help produce like new white blood cells and fight illness. Or kick out the old cells and bring in the new ones, which is always good for you.
So how do scientists decide to study this in mice? What comes up like, you know what, I want to do like how this affects people? It's a weird jump to make, I guess. But do they also
blood
do...
goes to mice. Well, or they actually do, studies on, for fasting, they do studies on nematode worms.
Weird.
Yeah, because they live like 2 weeks or something like that. So you can see a progression through their life cycle a lot faster.
That's super cool. And I saw a study that was, they take a nematode worm that's really thin and they make a celebrity in their society.
Yeah.
And then they have them idolize it and see if it changes the young nematode's body image growing up.
And it does. Mm-hmm. It does. And that's why we got those studies. But the cool thing was, and I'm always weary to make these sorts of claims when it comes to cancer because people love to turn to alternative medicine for cancer, which is not a good idea. But fasting actually, in some studies, showed to help cancer patients. For instance, patients that have to go through chemotherapy saw faster recovery times when they fasted before the treatment.
Yeah.
And that's just because you're cycling out. So when you have chemotherapy, you're damaging some of your good cells. It targets fast-growing cells like your immune system. And so those are going to get damaged. But by having this increased cell growth, it's going to dump all those bad damaged ones out and bring in new good ones a lot faster. So hey, makes sense.
Yep,
it's good stuff. And the last thing that I have here is the claim that it prolongs your life or has a healthier aging or whatever you want to call it. And there was apparently a study in rats that when the rats fasted, they lived 83% longer, which seems really ridiculous to me. Like if you fasted and I lived to be 80 and we have identical lifestyles, you would live to be like 120. I'm not doing the math right, but that's more than stupid. That. Yeah.
Because it'd be more than double. It'd be like 180. Or something, right?
No, it'd be like 140. I don't know.
Well, anyway, I saw that was a study that I remember for years ago.
Yeah.
That I like always thought was kind of had some truth to it.
Well, I also know that rats have smaller lifespans and they can fast for a larger portion of their lifespan.
And then you look at like the lifespan of Tibetan monks versus Americans, where a lot of it is fasting or eating small meals all day.
So maybe there is some science to that.
Yeah.
I guess what I mean by rats have a smaller life cycle is 24-hour fast for a rat is like 2% of their life or whatever, whereas for us it's like 0.02% of our life.
It'd be like if we fasted for like a year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So the studies say it works, but we want to know the science as to why, right? That's the point of this episode. there's a few different thoughts as to why fasting does what it does, but no one knows for sure. Yay!
Just like gravity. Science.
Yeah. Hey, good point. One Harvard study tried to explain like the aging part of things and found it might be due to mitochondria in our cells. And as everyone knows, mitochondria is the...
Might have been a problem, might or not.
Powerhouse of the cells, what I was going for. But it regulates the energy and respiration in our cells. So
they're like the lungs.
Yes.
Of the cell.
Yep. So the mitochondria talk to each other in a network, and apparently fasting helps the communication between mitochondria, which is weird to me. But they put them in a state of homeostasis, which leads to healthier cells through that communication.
Okay.
As for the other benefits, some people think that it has to do with preconditioning your body. And this is going to be the weirdest connection to a past episode I've ever made.
Okay.
But we talked about in our episode of why some people love horror movies or horror stories. And one of the thoughts is that we're preparing our mind to, if we encounter this in real life, what would we do? So our mind is preparing using the safe environment to what we would do if we actually encountered it.
Starvation.
Exactly. So
we're out in the woods, we're stranded, we got to eat.
Yeah.
Rarely.
So fasting is doing the same thing that horror movies are doing for our brains, but it's doing it to our body.
Your body's a big gullible baby.
Yeah, it's really stupid.
And it thinks, oh my God, we're going to die, we're going to die, we got to eat Jesus.
I mean, it kind of is.
Yeah.
So the idea is that your body is preparing itself to face these stresses for longer periods of time or again down the road. And that is to say, like, when am I going to get food next? I better slow down, like reduce the metabolism of this body, don't use as much energy, and I better reset the hunger hormone because I don't know when I will get food. And when I do, I want to be hungry for that. So I need to be able to release that at a time. And I don't want to gorge myself on that food because I don't know when I'll get food next. So I just got to reset everything and call it a day.
Yep. And as an effect of that, your hormones change,
yep,
and your hunger changes.
Yeah.
And you get a new relationship with food.
Yeah. And of course, like, I'm going to go back to my old snacking habits eventually, and I won't feel full off of two pieces of cauliflower. But that's why most people that endorse fasting will recommend that you do it like once a month or once every 3 or 4 months or once a week. Just do intermittent fasting once a week or something like that. Don't overdo yourself because you can die if you're just not eating food.
Food's like pretty good.
Yeah. It is. I mean, all things considered, it's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
I think it's pretty good.
Yeah. So that's all I got. Do you want to recap? And then after the break, we'll go into our experiences with fasting.
Sure. So will you like to move and do things?
Move it.
Right. We like to move it. We like to
move it.
And in order to do that, you have to eat food and digest it and absorb its energy cells like a vampire, like a vampire.
Yeah.
Our bodies are just big.
We're just big food vampires.
Food vampires. We eat the food, we turn into energy, and then we can move it.
Move it. I like to
move it.
Break.
I hope you leave that in. Nicholas, where can people find us?
You can find us at strangerstillshow.com.
And you can find us at strangerstillshow.com. When you repeat things, people remember it.
Yeah. You can also find us on facebook.com/group/strangerstill. That's where we have a lot of our fun.
And interesting conversations. We also have a new...
Oh.
I'm practicing for the news.
Oh.
Instagram that we've never mentioned before.
We do! I forgot to mention that. Yeah.
At strangerstillshow.
Yep. And follow us on there. And what else? If you want to support us on Patreon, patreon.com/strangerstill.
Mm-hmm.
And
we're also on Instagram, Stranger Still Show.
We're on Twitter, but no one uses that because Twitter's garbage.
It's a dumpster fire.
So before we get into our experiences, shout out to Owen Chowles.
Yep.
Of Classic Schmastic, which is really hard for me to say.
You did it good.
I tried my best. I practiced in the mirror for 7 days, mm-hmm. 7 nights. No, it's a good podcast, and apparently we inspired him to do a fast.
Well, he said me, but that's fine.
Okay,
we
go on.
Anyway. Yeah, he looked at my nude photo of my chest yes. that I posted on the internet.
Disgusting.
And I bragged about it in our group. So if you want to see my body, you can go to facebook.com/group/strangerstill.
Yeah.
Don't do that
yeah.
for that reason.
Unless you're into that.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
He fasted for 48 hours, or he's in the middle of it now.
Yeah, as we're recording this.
Mm-hmm. And so. He said that it's easier than he thought it would be, and I agree. After you do it once, with the intermittent first, mm-hmm. the longer you do the intermittent to practice. Like, I practiced for 2 weeks, and then the 48 hours was nothing.
Yeah. So if you want to join in with us and fast, we want to hear experiences.
Yeah.
Put it on our Facebook, and we'll talk about it. But who should go first? Do you want me to go first? Let's play spin the pen.
I'll let you go first.
Oh, it pointed to me because I hit the thing. But so I did intermittent fasting for 2 days and then a water fast for 24 hours, as I mentioned before. And the intermittent fasting was super easy. The only problem that I had was not having caffeine.
Yeah.
I have a really bad caffeine problem. Like, it was not good. But I was able to do that. Now I've cut that like in a 1/5 of what it was before, which is good to me. Let's just hope that I can keep that there. There's nothing really bad about that. I was just tired. I was even more tired when I went on to the 24-hour fast. So I ate breakfast in the morning to prepare myself for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
And by like 4 o'clock, which was not even like, it was kind of a long later, it was like 10 hours later, something like that.
Yeah.
9 hours later, I don't know. I had this massive headache, so I went to lay down and sleep and I took a nap. And then that's when my hands started to fall asleep.
No.
And then I like got up and I was playing video games and like I had my hand up on my head and my hand started to fall asleep again, and I was like, I need to get some food, man. I'm gonna die.
Because oh, no.
I knew that the next day I had to put this giant swing set together. It's in my backyard now.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm gonna pass out if I have to do this. I had this awful headache.
So how
but
long
I made it.
That was 9 hours?
Yeah. Yeah. No, that was, by that point, that was probably like 14 to 15 hours
okay.
in
yeah.
after I woke up. And in the morning, I woke up and made myself scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
That was my breakfast. And I lost 2.5 pounds.
Hell yeah. Woo-hoo!
In a day of water fasting. The weight loss continued after I was done fasting, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I ate the one day, and then the next day I lost like another 0.5 pound. That was kind of weird.
Yeah.
It's just, I guess my body's still in panic mode. One thing I told you is my skin felt tight.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's just like a psychological thing, but like, I just felt like my stomach was like trying to kill me, like squeeze my organs out.
I love that feeling.
No.
For me, I was like, I could wear my extra small shirts.
No. Not that self-confident yet, but
yeah.
Like I said, it was really easy to say no to food. I just had to remember. So there was like a piece of candy in my daughter's room. I was like, ooh, Kit Kat. And I was like, ah, nope. Not gonna eat it.
Yep.
And that wasn't hard to do. It's just like, I don't know, I was very hungry and the headache was the worst part for me.
Yeah, I had that situation too where I would make food, but
you
I wouldn't
make
eat
food
it. I made it for Desiree.
Oh.
And I'd bring her food and I wouldn't eat anything. I'd just
I'm
drink
surprised
her.
You didn't get heartburn.
I just got a glass of water and I drank Sencha, so the caffeine thing wasn't a problem for me.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no, it's just water.
Yeah,
with tea.
Yeah, no calories.
Yeah, anything. So I had practiced a week before. I pretty much already explained my version of it.
Yeah. But what was your body experience like?
The first time that I did it, it was a little bit harder because I went to bed the first night after 24 hours.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want something, but I also don't want to just like give up.
Uh-huh.
Because originally I saw that Boston did 4 days and I was like, I could at least try two.
Yeah.
And
well, he's probably had practice.
Yeah. He's been doing it for... he's been intermittent fasting every day for like 3 years.
Yeah.
So he had practice.
Yeah.
But then, so I was like, I'm going to meet myself halfway. And I just had a protein shake and went to sleep and then lasted. And then the second time I was like, I'm doing it for real. So at 2 p.m. on Friday, I stopped eating food until Sunday at 2 p.m.
Yeah. You texted me at like noon that day or 10 o'clock or something. You're like, Nick, I'm so hungry.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, you got like 4 more hours. Make it an even 48 hours.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I guess I got it. Don't.
It was going to be 45.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
So I made it. And then I had a big greasy vegan burger.
Yeah.
The Better Burger from Beyond Meat. So good.
Yeah. So you told me your skin felt tight, your abs felt more defined.
Yeah.
It's probably just your stomach.
It probably just, yeah, it was mostly in my head.
Yeah.
So I posted a picture before and after and just to like give an insight of what I was doing and I
thought. Looks the same.
Yeah, it looks exactly the same. It's just the lighting that was different.
Yeah.
And I was like, I look okay in both of these. Like, yeah. I still have a ways to go too. And I want to be able to get more defined abdominal mm-hmm. structure. And the way to do that is by diet rather than just exercise alone.
Yeah.
So this is something that I'll probably continue to do with intermittent
mm-hmm.
until I feel more confident.
Yeah, I could see myself doing that too. One dude, there's this really good video on YouTube that I was stuck in a traffic jam, so I was listening to it. He has a bunch of sources too, so it's not like he's just blowing hot water, but that's where I learned, like, and this was corroborated on other websites, that studies show it's no better than just like regular other dieting.
Yeah.
And his point was, do whatever fits your lifestyle best. So if you have a lot of friends that like to go out eating at unhealthy places, do intermittent fasting instead of like a reduced before. Caloric diet or something like that. So it's just another tool in your diet tool belt, whatever fits your lifestyle best. And I thought that was a really nice way to think of it.
Yeah.
So
it's nice to hear someone so reserved
yeah.
on that and not saying like, this is the only diet that'll work.
Yeah. He's like, I don't think I'll continue doing it, but if it works for you, go for it.
Yeah.
So it was a really cool dude. He was like the smartest bro I'd ever seen. He was really cool. let me pull up his name so that I can actually give credit to this guy.
And then when he listens and hears you call him a bro.
Yeah. Well, he is a bro. He's a handsome dude too.
Okay.
His fact name check. Is Jeff Nippard.
There we go. Let me see how handsome YouTube. He is.
Hang on. Let me rewind this video for you here.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's very handsome.
Yeah, he's a handsome guy.
Yeah.
So
I would definitely not eat with him on a date.
Yeah, I get you.
If I was like into guys that mm-hmm. way.
There's like there's a scene where he's like in a nice little like Henley or something. He's a very handsome guy. Nice cool. beard. Anyway, now that I'm done oogling over this guy. I'm still Nick.
I'm still John.
This is Stranger Still.